I know the game was called off last week. Has it been actually a benefit, though, to have a few days without a game?
We would say, yeah, it's, you know, there's a busy schedule coming up now, especially with the JPT game being postponed and shot into the schedule tomorrow. And obviously, with Blackpool off, it gives us a chance to recharge the batteries, if you like. You know, there's a lot of Saturday, Tuesday games coming up, which you know seems to be the norm now for many teams in this league. But with that coming up, it's give the coaches a chance to give us a little bit of rest. You know, we were kind enough to have the weekend off and use that wisely to recharge the batteries a little bit and ready to go again.
And of course, there's been quite a few players out over the past few weeks. And I know Billy Clark, I've seen him back in training, so I guess this period without a game gives a chance to get some of those players back to full fitness.
It does, you know, it ticks off a game for them, doesn't it, where, you know, they can, you know, hope to get back. Yeah, it's, you know, them lads are working tirelessly hard. You know, they don't get the days off that we get. You know, we tend to get a Wednesday and a Sunday off, but it's, you know, when you're injured, you tend to get different hours. But it's, you know, them lads are working tirelessly, and the sooner they're back, the better. And, like you say, it's important we do get all these players back with the games that are coming up. So the sooner the better, really.
And what about the JPT as a whole? How are you looking at it as a competition? Is it something that you want to go far in?
I think we have to. You know, I know that the in terms of financial, you know, it's not very beneficial for the club until the later rounds. But you know, with a final being at Wembley, you know, we ain't kicked the ball in the competition yet. We're pretty close to the quarterfinals, I think. It was just been drawn, has it? So it's important. We take tomorrow's game seriously, as we will. You know, we'll be putting out a strong team, and we'll be hoping to put one over on Barnsley. You know, it was disappointing last week with the game being so close to kick-off, you know, to come in after the warm-up. As strange as you were, you know, we were hoping that to go back out and get the game played. But, you know, as it turned out, it wasn't. And, you know, we go again tomorrow.
And I know last week Phil was saying he might give a couple of youngsters opportunity, but since then you've got a couple of international players back off of international break, so you know you've got a full strength squad now, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. I think the only person missing is Reece, who's just got an extra England game in there. So yeah, the manager's got a few decisions to make now, whether he sticks with a team that was going to play last week, or whether he gives, you know, Rory back in, who's obviously been away in international, Mez, who's been away. So yeah, a few decisions for the manager to make, but you know, again, that will be taken very seriously, that's for sure.
And what do you make your opponents, Barnsley, because big Yorkshire derby?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're a good football team. You know, they're one of these teams who pride themselves on the technical aspect, who will look to pass the ball as they do. You know, I know you had a poor result the weekend at home to Crewe, but no, they, you know, they're a good football team, and if you give them time and space to play the football, then they'll certainly do that, and they'll punish you. So you know, we've worked on that on this morning, and hopefully what we've got can counteract that, and we can put in a performance ourselves.